Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing you news and other features of interest to the English-speaking Jewish community in Spain and abroad. This week's trivia question is, what did Guernica, the Spanish town that was bombed by German aircraft during the Spanish Civil War and immortalized in Picasso's famous painting, have to do with the liberation of Paris at the end of World War II? The answer, as always, later in the program. As you know, May 9th was the 60th anniversary of VE Day, the end of World War II in Europe. European countries and others that participated in or suffered the effects of the war have remembered this day with different ceremonies. Spain didn't actively participate in World War II, but we also have a special interest in this commemoration. After the Spanish Civil War, hundreds of thousands of refugees crossed the border into France, where they were put into internment camps by the French government. After Germany conquered France in 1940, around 30,000 of these Spaniards were deported by the Nazis to concentration camps in Germany and Austria because of their anti-fascist or communist political affiliation. More than 7,000 were sent to Mauthausen, along with prisoners of many other nationalities. Because of their strong ideological base, the Spaniards were able to keep their morale relatively high, and as a group, they survived better than other groups. For example, they didn't have the incidences of suicide that, say, the French did. As a result, a higher percentage of Spaniards, about 28%, managed to survive. When the war ended and the 2,000 or so surviving Spaniards were liberated, they were the last to leave the camp. Why? Because the other prisoners were sent home to their own countries, but Franco refused to accept these so-called Red Spaniards. So they had to suffer the tragedy of being refugees yet again. And many of those who eventually returned to Spain only did so after Franco died in 1975. However, not all of the Spanish refugees in France ended up in Nazi concentration camps. Some 60,000 joined the French resistance in order to keep fighting against the fascism that had defeated them in Spain. Some of the first tanks that rolled in to liberate Paris with Leclerc's armored division were manned by Spaniards and carried the names of Guadalajara, Teruel, and Guernica, all of which had become symbols of the fight against fascism during the Spanish Civil War. On May 8th, Spanish Prime Minister Rodríguez Zapatero took part in a cemetery at Mauthausen in which he honored the Spaniards who had been imprisoned there. He said, "As Prime Minister of Democratic Spain, I want to render homage, memory, and admiration to all the Spaniards who suffered in this concentration camp in their struggle for liberty and dignity." He added that it was appropriate to shout, "Never again," to the Holocaust, totalitarianism, and fascism. Of course, these days of commemoration are especially significant to Jews and to Israel. Within the last 2 weeks, Israel has commemorated Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, Yom HaZikaron, Memorial Day for the Fallen Soldiers, and the day after that, Yom HaTzmaut, Independence Day. The message of linking these 2 days is clear. Israelis owe their independence, the very existence of the state, to the soldiers who sacrificed their lives for it. But it isn't only in Israel that these 3 days are observed. Jewish communities all over the world also have special activities and ceremonies, and the Jewish community in Spain is no exception. In Madrid, on May 4th, Holocaust Day, there was a special service at the central Beth Yaakov synagogue. Then Victor Harel, the Israeli ambassador, spoke. This was followed by the opening of a book exhibit titled Spanish Books About the Holocaust. In Barcelona, there was also a special service, and then some of the members of the community's youth group spoke about their recent visit to the concentration camps in Poland. Also in Barcelona, from May 2nd to 14th, the Filmotec of Catalunya showed a series of films about the Holocaust directed by Arthur Browner. On May 10th, Israeli Memorial Day, there was a special service in memory of those fallen in the defense of Israel in Madrid. This was followed by a ceremony organized by the Israeli embassy. Also in Madrid on May 11th, Israeli Independence Day, there was a special service and a reception offered by the Israeli embassy. On Sunday, May 15th, the Jewish school is having a festival with the participation of all the Jewish organizations in Madrid. So this has been a week of happy memories, sad memories, but mostly reflection on the importance of memory, of not forgetting, of not permitting this history to be repeated. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. I'll leave you now with an Israeli Memorial Day song. See you next week.
הנשמה זועקת שמע ישראל אלוהי עכשיו אני לבד חזק אותי אלוהי עושה שלא אבחר הכאב גדול ואין לאן לברוח עושה שיגמר כי לא נותר כשהלב בוכה הזמן עומד מלכת האדם רואה את כל חייו פתאום אל הלא נודע הוא לא רוצה ללכת לאלוהיו קורא על סף שיגמר כי לא נותר בי